I know I saved a bunch of money. Like, I didn't have to take any loans out. I didn't have to repay any loans.
That's Jacob Brown. At 18, he graduated last May from both high school and community college. He got a leg up on college through an innovative dual-credit program through Ivy Tech. It launched him into IUPUI debt-free.
If you're not, like, really into sports or marching band and you're looking for a great way to save money and get a jump start on your education, then I would definitely say dive into this.
And more Indiana high school students are diving in, getting dual credits. Advanced placement courses still provide college credit for high-ability students, but new early college programs work for students who never thought they'd go to college, says Teresa Lubbers, higher ed commissioner.
It convinces students that they can succeed in college. If they get just one college course or a couple college courses, they start with an advantage.
A two-year advantage at Ben Davis University High School in Indianapolis. It's a pilot program with Vincennes University for at-risk students. Last spring, BDU graduated its first class. Of 73 graduates, 70 went on to a four-year college, basically getting a $12,000 education at no cost to them. All BDU teachers qualify as adjunct professors at Vincennes University. Assistant Provost Carolyn Jones.
They do meet the same criteria as if we were hiring them to teach on campus. And what this model is we brought the college campus to the high school.
These programs debunk an assumption, according to Derek Ruttleman of the Indiana Chamber.
We really can get anybody into college. But again, we're not talking about four-year research-based institutions. We're also talking about associate's degrees and workplace certificates.
At Crown Point High School, hundreds of students complete high school and college requirements through a joint pilot program with Purdue Calumet and IU Northwest. They step up their game, taking rigorous college-level work, says Principal Eric Ban.
So there's intense accountability, intense quality control. We know that our kids are performing at the college level, without a doubt. We're offering the credits for $25 a credit hour. There's no financial barriers to that. So not only are we getting cost savings and kids racking up college credits, eventually we're going to see an impact in economic development.
But raised expectations require adequate preparation and counseling. At Indianapolis's North Central High School, Susie Bremen is one of the state's few public high school counselors solely focused on college admissions.
Junior year is late. We start with freshmen. We start slowly.
Georgetown University's Tony Carnevale believes Americans get it.
They know that their children have to go to college. And one way or another, most of them try. But most of them don't graduate. That is, we have a curious system in which everybody gets to go to college and very few people get to finish.
Innovations like dual credit programs open the door for more students to make the grade. Mike Smith chairs the state's Higher Ed Commission.
Central Indiana right now is somewhat of a hotbed for entrepreneurial activity around education.
The stakes are high.
If we cause a youngster to believe that it's okay to start, stop, not finish, incur debt, default on the debt, I think we are cursing this generation with a terrible burden. The education has been proven to be the ticket out of poverty.
For Indiana Public Radio, I'm Dion Willis.